Is everybody on now?
We're just trying to find any pilot.
Hey.
Do you have a history of Paul so we can know what his email is? I mean, his name?
If I think you can search for him.
The pilot? Okay. Hello?
Yeah, I'm on.
Parrot? Oh, now we lost Eagle.
No, I'm with you.
Okay, search for pilot. Oh, here we go, Ellie Pilot.
There were 8 for him to suffer.
So how are we holding?
Okay, I think we just got to start. Sorry, I can't find any. Oh, hang on. Sorry.
Yeah.
If Ellie calls in, I sent him a request, so.
Okay, so we'll start now?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're holding in the Sivatsnias Perikimel, Amud Kuches. We sort of got sidetracked last week with Hanukkah. So, Vaminosham, I think.
It's Itzruchag, can I ask you a question about Hanukkah?
Yes, you may.
Okay. I looked up that Marel that
you didn't see Yom Kippur Sheni Shel Gorgeous of Hanukkah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Marel goes into the Nakuda of 8 candles and how 8 is always the number of Ruchnias.
Right.
What do you do with Shabbos? Shabbos is Kodesh Kadashim Kedusha, but it's 7. So how does that fit in with this 8 concept?
So The it's really, really in the Psukim, it says in Rashi that Vayechal Elokim Vayoyim Hashvi Malach Tashasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed, stopped on Shabbat the Melacha, which implies that he actually worked on Shabbat. So Rashi has the Sphira with, you know, Vayishvayis Vayim Hashvi. So Rashi says, Ruha Ma'olam Chatzah Mechatzah Menucha, Bo Shabbat Bo Menucha. So that means that Shabbos is something which is really anchored within creation. In other words, Melacha needs to have tachlis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world itself as a physical world, thirsts for tachlis. You tell a person, just keep going and doing no end and nothing and so on and so forth, a person has a very hard time to do it. So there is an angle of a tachlis which is really built into Bria. It's not chutz min ha-teva. If you tell people you want to strive for something, you want to, you know, there's something that you're trying to strive for, then it's something which have an anchor in this world, and therefore 7 is the Nekuda of Kedusha that still fits into the framework of this world. And that's why it's Vayechalakim Bayom HaShvim Lachashasa. It's a part of it. Shmini is that which is beyond it. Let's give just a sort of an example. There are certain elements of religious belief and awareness that are shayach even to Omos Olam. If anybody has a Tzuras Odom, it has shayachas to it. And that still means it's still part of this world. And then there are things that the pshat is beyond this world. These are things that are, for instance, mila, which is given to Shemini, means making a person to something which is not his natural state. Cutting off a piece of yourself doesn't have any real tachlis, and maybe even counter tachlis in terms of this world. So that's why that means Sheva and Shmini. Okay? Hello?
Yeah, sorry, I muted my microphone. Yes, thank you. Sorry.
I said it, okay.
And then, on the last thing we did over here.
Yeah.
So we spoke about opposites. Myla, being opposite to Prisus and Shlemus, Chatorin.
Right.
Three things. How does that stem with what the, Nefesh HaChaim says that after the chait of Adam HaRishon, Toiv Ra is Be'ibuvia. So they always come together. If they're mutually exclusive, how does that work?
The Ibuvia is, the problem with Ibuvia is, in our sense of things, our sense became muted. For instance, if we ask somebody, giving something of yours to somebody, comes from Tov. Being mean to your sibling and, you know, kind of calling him a name, whatever it is Ra. And you'll find the same person will at times go this way or that or the other way. And some Chachams are going to come along and say, Manasha, I don't understand you. If you're a good person, why are you so mean? If you're mean person, why are you so good? And the honest answer will be, there's a streak of meanness in me and there's a streak of goodness in me. So Tov and Ra be'etzim are opposites. But once the chef came, our sensitivity to it has become dull. And we have a hard time being mafkin between one and the other. And that's why almost every mice that we do has in itself parts of our personality that are told, parts of personality that are wrath. It's part of the downgrading of the Bria that we lose that clarity, that sharpness. Okay, beholding here, I'm with Ches. Vamina Sham, I think. I know a trait of Midid of Yafika made a hillow. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Chadna Rebirch Mazaka, Vamla Kamed Rebbe, Vichadna Rebirch. Chadama Mifne Ma Boitsun Betara, Moiskin Betuma. Chadama Ma Boitsun Betara, the A Moiskin Betara. He didn't say the word Tuma, but rather circumvented it. Oma Mufchani Bezeshame Rabbi Israel. And the truth is, it's not clear which of the two, the one that was more tzaddik or the one that used sharper and shorter phraseology. I know it's last kahani. There were three kahanim were discussing about how much rechma fun they got. Chadom ha'igane kipul, I got sort of a bean's worth. Chadom ha'igane kizayis, the chadom ha'kizonav haltar. Zonav haltar is the tail of a lizard. That's already not such a Dava Tomei, Bokra Achra, Umotsubo Shemet Psul. And they found that there was a certain, he had some Psul Yichet in him. A Gidam Yishachas Psul, and some said that he had in himself a Gaiva issue. Shachas is a Shachtan, is somebody who's about Gaiva, and that was his problem. He was kind of, he wasn't fit by Vodum Achmas, the fact that he was about Gaiva. I don't think there's any clear halacha, no halacha to that effect, but it's just not appropriate. Okay, so he says like this: the lawyer told the dover there should be mikra amma. Why didn't they just say, "Well, it happened to be"? It's a slip of the tongue. You have to say this. Kimalach lishem moisim betuma ayim moisim betayra. Like, what difference? I mean, it's a slight turn of phrase, not a really big difference. Kibevari le talmid shalomid ala maisa. Shodim roi le fano, yeshlumo na shorobe maisa. He says, certainly, when you're talking about a certain, what can you do, what can you not do, the emphasis should be on asiyah. And the lashon used should be on asiyah. כמו אין מויסקין בטרה, אין זה מייסה. כאפים לא ירוע השם מוסק, רק שלא יהיה מוסיק כלל, זה כגם שלא יהיה מויסקין בטרה. In other words, the ma in moiskim atara really is referring to a non-activity. Ulekach haloshen hu umoiskim betuma shadar ma'isa atzmai. Rak shadibak asa kis. In other words, he says it's the natural grasp of the mind to have used the loshen of moiskim betuma. And we say ma in moiskim betara. It's not just the problem that he substituted the word tara for tuma. It's something that could not slip off a tongue naturally, unless there was a conscious effort to make it and say it. Hurach sevaz erskenhias, vadvor me'elo shemanu kiloshen noki geira al shasechul noki min apchitzus. And the reason why it's important is because the loshen Noki shows that the seichel like a priestess. The Hainu, Sha'oma Sheyia Moira Ra Yisrael, Sha'moira Hoira Yesha Seichel Amiti, Ugachir Moira Loch Lemait. Now, let's explain two points. One of which the Bethan elaborates a job further, but I'd like to explain it here. The inyan of the dibur is that the dibur is expressing a person's pnimius. The kli of dibur, as opposed to, for instance, a hand or a foot, which is a tool, and yes, obviously, if you get somebody annoyed, he'll slap you, and that slap expresses the person's anger, but the hand can also do all sorts of things, and its purpose is to do things which you decide you want to do. They're not expressive, except for Jews who speak with their hands, you know, and so on. But normal people don't speak with their hands, and the hands are just limbs of activity, say. And it doesn't have any real expression to it. The peh, the mouth, is meant to express the pnimius of the person outside. It's sort of the conduit for the taking of the person outwards. And that's why there are two basic reasons why a person speaks. One reason is klapei chutz. I need to tell somebody what to do. I need to convince somebody what to do. I need to explain a speech or whatever. So there the speech really, the topic of the speech is to, for the other, that I explain to the other, tell the other, and so on and so forth. There's also speech whose purpose is to be expressive to oneself. In other words, when you talk to somebody, you want to get something off your chest. The purpose of that speech is for yourself, to express yourself. The word express means to bring out. And there, so diburim have in themselves the quality of expressing. One's self is expressed in dibur. Now, the crane over here, but in Moya Ra, the reason why the dibur really tells you a lot about the person and his metzias is because it's the eber that's meant to express the person. So obviously, whatever comes out has a mokar and a shurish in the shama. The hands and the feet, even if I'm off with my hands or feet or whatever it is, it's a maisa. And if I decide to do it, I do it. And if I say, even if it's an accident, I don't do it, or I push a circle or whatever it is, the maisa doesn't really reflect my pnimius. By shaking in deeper, the maisa will invariably affect the person's pnimius.
So, Rabbi Lapiansky?
Yes.
What about the whole notion of nonverbal communication or body language, which kind of people claim accounts for sometimes the majority of communication?
Okay, like all other terms that we use here, that's a form of dibur. In other words, when my hands fetch a package, the act of fetching a package is an activity that is decided upon, and it could be yes or no. When I speak, or when, as I'm picking up the package, my hands recoil. I do it very slowly. My face looks like I really wish I wasn't doing it. That is a told of deeper as opposed to a told of asir. And yes, that conveys the person's genius. It conveys the person's genius. It's a lot better than does any chitanistic maisa. Somebody gives you a present, but his demeanor is kind of very perfunctionary or cold or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Send a message. It's sort of present is not expressing the person. It's a maisa, but it's not clear what it means about the person. I saw that a very cute cartoon stuff. It's really very cute. That somebody shopping in a store, an apartment store, before the harvest, and they have a big pile of junk in one area, and it says on it a sign, gifts that say it's the thought that counts. So in those cases, that really becomes a type of diva. You're right. It's just like I think we spoke about Shmia and Re'ia. When you read a newspaper account, that's Shmia, not Re'ia. And when you hear somebody walk in, that's Re'ia. In other words, it's the quality of the sense rather than just the mechanics of it. Now, he says another point here also. This once again reinforces a certain point about being Moira Ra. There's two types of halachic shuvas. I asked somebody, what's the din for using, I don't know, fish oil to light the menorah? And the person will send me off to the following Mishabura or Shavar. That's not a Moira Ra. That's a great guy. He knows his stuff and he points me the way, and that's that. Even if he spares me the effort of looking at it and does me the favor and quotes it to me, that's also wonderful. It's not Moira Ra. Moira Ra is a judgment call where I need to weigh something. Does this look like Dam Tahara or not? Does it seem that this was the intention with which he gave him the money, and so on. Those are all in Yanim that you are being machriya with the das, and for that we want to have a das that is as in tune with Torah as is possible, because only that type of das is machriya. But if a person's das is tohar, if it's kedushadik, then we'll assume that his achras are kedushadik. I want to sort of a side remark, but I think it's very relevant. There's a very current type of, accusation that Rosh Hashivas sit in ivory tower, and therefore the psukim are disconnected from reality. The truth is, it's not a current criticism, only a strict criticism. It's always leveled against Bunim, etc., and so on and so forth. Every so often, it's revived. Today, it's Rabbanim, the Rosh Hashiva sit in ivory tower, Rabbanim, or the Tzibur, and so on. But the truth is...
I just couldn't hear the words. What's the taina?
That Rosh Hashiva sits on ivory tower, and therefore doesn't have the experience of life, and doesn't know what people need, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
I'm sure you've heard it before me. I'm not being mechadishim. But the truth is, it's a double-edged sword. The person who is out there has lost a certain sensitivity to what's up there. When a person is being paskening for somebody else, he's trying to pave a road to take him from where he is to where he ought to be. And if a person doesn't have the sensitivity for how the Kedusha Shabbos, it makes him as inappropriate to paskin as a person who doesn't understand what the needs of Shabbos are and what the needs of people are. The Avmoira Ra needs to understand what the Torah wants is a sechel tohar. You're going to be, at the end of the day, you know, you're going to be making judgment calls. This is it. Should we say that this is the way, this is what should be done? Achilas, the Eved, this is, those are things that the sechel achriya, the more tohar, the more kadosh the sechel person is, the more one ought to follow. Yes.
There is a mahalach of asking very big people, very big shailas with very little information.
Correct.
What's that?
I have no idea. It beats me, as they say, and I don't understand that. But in other words, yes, the person needs to understand the full context of the people of the shaila. I'm not in any sense justifying that. But I'm saying there's always a pressure between diminishing my convenience versus enhancing the observance of the Torah, that it's that and so on. Where opposed to that, you're not this or that or the other thing. You need to ask yourself, is it because it's given up on me, kind of? Where is that coming from? So the Mayoro needs to have a feel there, because I want to hear that that's actually the way the Torah would feel about it. That this is a case that one ought to consider the event and one ought to do away with X, Y, and Z, and so on. Those are all in Yanin that are understood to be such. And now he says, so that's why he had a fifth on the But I used to cry and say, Royal Life, in the precursors to Nasa, she, you, Dvar of Gante Mekusha, the Hotsi Dvar of the Indian, more of them as one of our Tsar Arakashim, Hoyazer Shaloi Nurlad Mekusha. The reason why he did it was that the Rak Adedvar Erva, she was Usu Mekuna. Okay. So over there, the Ra'al explains about, it says that the Bnei Bavel used to say that Meshtukah is Yichusa, that a person's Yichus reflects itself in the Shtika. In other words, a person's Yichus is the Atzmius of the person. It is the thing that is most, that is the closest in terms of the shorish per person. His diburim will give that away. And, the innermost recesses of a person's person, which is the yichus that he comes from, the shorish that comes from, finds its way out in diburim. So if a person uses language that is crude, it's crust in some sense, Bal Karchov is something in his Sheirish that one might, would also consider to be crust and so on.
Did you say the Bnei Bavel said that the Shtika tells about the Yichus?
It's interesting. The Maral learns it different than Pasuk Shabbat and Gemara. Over there, the Gemara simply says that if they fight about the Yichus, then it's going to be if they're fighting about it and screaming, yelling, to find that he's not a Yichus. The Maral, the Rambam, I think, also learns that the Shtika itself is a Maila of a Yichus, and that goes along with the Maral's Mahalach, that there isn't too much Diburim. But Dibuk Tzara is also Milan Dibuk. And it's on a different, it's a little bit of a different tension. But here he's saying is that the person has tumor as a Sheirish, then it's going to come out. And the place where things come out is through the Dibuk. In other words, a person brings out his service, he has to express his own issues. So the pasuk, the way we normally understand it, is psychological and has to be conscious. If I am walking around with a guilty conscience that I stole money, I'm going to yell at other people they got nothing. That's the Tavad Farim, because it's sort of a mitzvah itself. He's going to get it even on a very, very much deeper level. So that the shurus of the own bria was through a raya, then the child will have a raya built into him. Well, lashon hacha the motzah by shachat psul. Here is gaiva psul motzah by. But to lema kimipnei gavos erer lekuhuna. Ke'eved tzor she'eved nichna. Ukeilu ena moida ba'avoda by gaiva to eva gashus. So he says that the reason why gaiva is a psul, and again, it's not a psul, not halachic that I know of, but it's, in other words, it means the person not right for whatever he's doing, is that the psul, the mohus of avoda is hachna. When a person is over Hashem, he's expressing, I am standing before you. I offer to you and implore from you and seek from you. It's putting a position down in terms of being the Kabbal. I am now showing myself to whatever. A Kohen is the main executor of Avodah. If the Kohen has any gaiva in himself, how can he have avoda? The avoda means a person who is machni himself totally, and this person is not. Therefore, he was puzzled. Now, why? But the kinega was a rule of kunik eved so she eved nichna or kila the moed of avoda. By gav it to eved gashel v'shvan and sivan. Now, why is it? So here I explain the difference between the passing of machmas, where you pass on machmas dibur, but you pass on machmas tum and so on. But so he says over here, if the person is possible machmas dibur, it's because the person is about gaiva, and dibur is only right to be the half of the song. We need to ask ourselves why, we need to ask the following question. Why is gaiva expressed through this type of dibur? Why gaiva is monea from a person to be an oveid makes a lot of sense. Avoda means achno, vanyashtafa, vanyurachastefashtafa, vachecha, yashtecha, and so on. Avoda revolves around this. But why would an expression of the kohen, of an inappropriate word, denote a certain gaiva? So he doesn't quite say over here. So I would like to explain probably Pashut and so on. This is part of a normal psychology. Why do people use coarse words? What's the point of it? Nivel peh doesn't mean coarse words, even though we slap our kids and they say something inappropriate. Nivel peh actually means titillating words that are scintillating. They kind of make us, they arouse us. That's real nevela. This type of dibur over here is wrong maybe, but it's not nevela. What it is it's a sort of in your face, I couldn't care less. When a kid uses words that he shouldn't be using, the usage of those words kind of express, I want to say what I want to say, and, you know, that's me, and that's what I want to say, that's what I want to be, and so on and so forth. The shorish of the gaiva part of it is also something that's relevant to that later. It's something where it's coming from a sense of strutting. Like, yeah, when I come along and I say, I got the Zohar Bol Torah, I don't mean to, I'm not using your filthy words to rouse me. What I'm doing is I'm trying to create an image of myself as sort of a cool person and so on. I can use these words, get away with these words, and so on. Those are all in Yanim that are noveya from a person who's not happy to remain in the remainder of expressive kedusha. The kochos hanefesh, where this comes from, is this type of inyan. Rav Klemi, the gasel roel lekuna kan eved soshia eved nichna, who keila in a moida bavoida, by gaivit eva gashus for shibarna sivanova. The zesha moida dova meguna repeat, ashe roel a sehu, who tiu who chisus gashmi, and the shul gavatsan lavoida, the tsukom of loving there. So, a person who expresses a type of gaiva, A, he can't be he's not royal to be an Eved Hashem. And the reason why a person uses words that we consider to be kind of off color, a lot of times it's there to make a statement of, I don't care less what you think. I'll show you that I'm big. I can flaunt the rules. I can toss it in your face. And, you know, it, the coarseness and roughness of words a lot of times comes from a type of, what's the right word for it? Shachtonis is the right word for it. A sort of big shatness. And that's why in Kochos HaNefesh, this is the issue. Any questions? Hello?
Yeah, we're fine.
Okay, so good. Okay, so good Shabbos, and Be'ez Hashem next week again, same time, I guess.
Sorry, Reb Lobyanki.
Yeah.
One question.
Sure.
In terms of the relationship between gaiva and what people would call a low self-image or insecurity.
Right.
How does two things connect?
There are times where it works in two stages. A person needs to have a sense of self as, that's correct, and that's what a person is, but when he needs to have a sense of self as recognized by the world, that becomes the need of gaiva. When a person who makes a very strong effort to inform everybody about how chashuv he is and how great he is, that lies from a need to be recognized by everybody, a sense that he's not being recognized by everybody, and a way to rectify it. So a person who really sees himself as a shliach, let's think of something to relate to. A person who's an American wants to be recognized by America, and Americans should think he's great and fantastic and so on. Let's say this person is sent to North Korea to be a spy for America. If the North Koreans discover him and they malign him and say terrible things about him, it wouldn't bother him in the least, because that's not where he aims to get his hakara. He doesn't see his self as being a North Korean self, and in Mele, in no way does that affect him. Masha Enke, so when if a person were to live with the sense that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's sense of me is really all that counts, and the more tov I am, the more there's that sense, and the less, the person will be fine. Because we don't have it that way. So we need to have people's admiration. And since most of the time we feel people don't quite know how much to admire me, I will keep letting all sorts of hints about myself slip. I will tell Ruvain that, you know, it's been probably 10 years that I haven't done that since the last time I didn't have a seeking. Levi, I'm going to tell about the wonderful team Ashaf that I'm making for the eighth time around, and so on. Those are all inyanim of taking. Those are all inyanim whose purpose is to get everyone to recognize me. So most of the time, people who clamor for attention are suffering from low self-image. But it's all built on the fact that my tachlis is, my messias is defined. What people think of me. If my experience is not defined as music, I wouldn't bother to do that. I wouldn't need to go on TV in North Korea and tell people why I'm really a good person. I'm a good person because I'm an American hero. You guys are bad people. I have no need to be admired by you. So the typical person in a classroom setting, you'll get two people that make a special, that have airs about themselves. You sometimes get the big Mitzrayim, who kind of projects an image, you know, who he's so thrilled with himself, he tries to and then you get some, a weaker voice, who, you know, many times you will be shocked at the image people have of themselves. I remember once I give about the high school kids, yeah, for the 12th graders once a week, and I was like, sure. And the last week, I usually, what I mean, I ask them, like, if they could correct things about themselves that they've done, or whatever it is, what things would they correct? What things would they redo, and so on? So there's a whole bunch of answers that people usually say. One kid said, you know, I'm really thinking hard. I think I was quite perfect. I don't think there's anything I would have corrected. Now, he, I think, was the only one that felt that way about himself. Not a single other person in school felt. I mean, he was kind of a B-minus student all the way through and everything, and, you know, not, you know, a nice kid, but nothing, nothing performance that in any way would, and yet he felt so strongly about himself that, you know, it's all perfect. How do you explain that? I guess that's why. I was kind of shocked. It's one thing like when somebody's an AA student and he says it, so at least there's some basis to it. But I realized this is how he lived, this is how he coped with himself, by seeing himself as being something he wasn't. Okay, good Shabbos.
Thank you.
Okay, all the
Shabbos. Thank you very much.
So, bye.
Okay.